I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport has a new general manager. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced John Selden, deputy general manager at New York's JFK Airport, has accepted the position. Selden is a former Navy pilot who served at the Pentagon and was a former commercial pilot as well. He joined JFK Airport in 2008 and became deputy GM in 2014. The AJC reports that Selden will take over on October 1st, pending Atlanta City Council confirmation. Selden will replace former GM Roosevelt Council, who is now Atlanta's chief financial officer. Well, Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the southeast coast with two other named storms right behind it. Forecasters say weather effects could be felt in Georgia as soon as Thursday. While landfall is predicted along the coast of the Carolinas, preparations are also happening in Georgia. Dennis Jones directs the Chatham Emergency Management Agency in Savannah.
For Chatham County, we could possibly get some rainfall from it, possibly some winds that are equivalent to a tropical storm.
The storm could also cause flooding in extreme north Georgia as Florence heads inland. South Carolina's governor is ordering the mandatory evacuation of the coast starting this afternoon ahead of the hurricane. The order affects about 1 million residents. Meanwhile, Georgia emergency management officials have one message: be prepared. Though it appears the hurricane will make landfall well north of Georgia, officials are telling coastal residents to update emergency kits and evacuation plans. In North Georgia, residents of the Carolinas are already moving into hotel rooms and campgrounds to wait out the storm. One other hurricane note: in response to the hurricane, Delta Airlines is setting price caps for airfare to and from the affected areas. The Atlanta-based carrier says selected flights from coastal and inland cities will be marked as low as $299. Delta is also offering change fee waivers for flights that may be disrupted because of the storm. The city of Atlanta has unveiled a new affordable housing complex. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
The 162-unit building is on the city's west side. It's for people aged 55 and older, earning no more than about $30,000 a year. Clyde Higgs is the Atlanta Beltline's interim CEO. He says the complex should serve as a model for what the Beltline can offer.
We talk about affordable housing. We talk about economic development. We talk about transit. This is it. This is the prototype. This is what we want to mimic across the whole entire Beltline.
The building site was also chosen because it sits a few blocks away from a MARTA station. The complex is already full and hundreds of seniors are on the waiting list. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Braves won their third straight game last night, beating the San Francisco Giants 4-1. The Braves hold a 5-game lead over the Phillies in the NL East. Braves and the Giants play again tonight in San Francisco, first pitch at 10:15. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.